The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's that time of year, gift buying. Unfortunately, along with that come scams. Let's get some help keeping things merry this holiday season. Joining us on the International Auto's Orland Park business line, Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions, also a member of the Secret Service's Electronic Crimes Task Force based here in Chicago. Jerry, I would imagine as we see Wi-Fi networks all over the place, every store you're in, every restaurant you're in, that has to be one of the risks of people getting your information and taking advantage of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Publicly accessible Wi-Fis are a huge risk today. And actually, some stores and locations are using that information that your phone gives you to target you with specific advertisements as you're walking by their store. So the first time you log into their connection, they'll remember you from then on, and then you're going to get an email or you're going to get a text with information. But even worse is those hackers are out there, and they're listening to everything that's going on, so they can steal your user IDs, your passwords, and even your credit card information.
What are some of the gift card scams going on? I imagine that's pretty popular around the holidays.
Yeah, when you purchase a gift card, you're really safer to do it online. And to get the card from online in real time, as opposed to buying at the stores. If you do buy it at the stores, many times people are going in and grabbing information off of the back. Hackers are getting information basically in bulk from these, so that when you go in and enable it, you'll have your money initially, but the next day it could be all gone, and you've just paid the hacker to get all of your cash.
Well, everybody right now has got a credit card in their hands, eventually being used, today or tomorrow. So what, somebody's hearing this right now, what is the first thing to do to protect themselves?
Well, first off, don't use debit cards, okay? Don't use debit cards at your point of sale. Don't use them on the internet. The problem with these devices or these cards is that the bank may not always reimburse you for any stolen cash on there. And if they do, it could take a longer period of time. So your cash will actually be gone. You'll be bouncing your checks and everything else that are there. It causes a lot more trouble. When you do it with a credit card and there is a scam, they will have to reimburse you, and they can put a stop payment on there. It's not going to affect the rest of your money. Now, if you're buying things online, don't use all of your different credit cards. Find one credit card, use it, and make sure it's got a little, a smaller limit on it than you normally would. So if anybody does that, get that information, they're not going to steal as much. Just as important, use a paying system, something like PayPal or Google Pay or Visa Pay, even Apple Pay, all of these different ones. Rather than putting your real credit card number out on the internet, what they do is they send a transaction number. So the most that can ever be stolen is that amount of that transaction. It's a lot easier, a lot safer, and you only have one place to look for all of your outstanding payments.
Lots of great info. Thanks very much, Jerry. Jerry Irvine is CIO of Prescient Solutions, member of the Secret Service's Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago.